what 2019 told me about investing in regenerative agriculture and food. Wow, what a year. Thank you all for listening, sharing, and supporting this work. Some facts of this year. Streams. We had more than 25 new episodes, in total more than 50,000 streams, 7 short tracks, among them a piece with Alan Savory on lobbying and what the role of investors should be there, 13 summaries of episodes, and the year isn't over yet. Big new piece, Transition Finance Series, a brand new series. We're launching a new series focused on transition finance with my co-host and regen farmer Benedikt Beusel, a series where we explore the potential and challenges of transition finance to speed up the regenerative transition of middle/large farms. We're using Benedikt's farm as a case study to look for the key principles which can be applied anywhere. And we need you. Do you have greatest examples of transition finance in Regen Ag? Let us know in the comments. Listen to the first episodes of this transition finance series here, where we set the stage and share the background of Benedikt and his farm. Patreon. We launched a Patreon community to support us in making more content, and more than 30 people joined. In 2020, we'll be launching more patron-only content and perks, like Ask Me Anything webinars and Q&As with interviewees of the podcast, so you can ask all the questions I did not. Become a Patreon with the link in the show notes below. What did I learn this year? Need to focus. There are so many interviews I want to make. My current long list contains more than 240 names, but definitely keep sharing them. But it's safe to say that I cannot do them all. And even though the Patreon community is growing, podcasts are something I do next to paid work. So in the beginning of this year, in 2019, since then I've been trying, but not always succeeding, to focus on the parts within the regen ag and food space with the highest potential impact. I build and use the decision-making framework to come to the following three themes. Nutrient-dense food, technology-enabled landscape design, payment systems for farmers for ecosystem services, and a fourth sort of overarching theme, which is transition finance. So how do we finance the above three themes? If you want to know more about the framework I made to select these subjects, find out more on the website Investing in Regenerative Agriculture and Food. And definitely let me know what you think about it. What did I do wrong? How would you agree or not agree in the comments below, or reach out through the website? This is obviously, remember, a very personal list, because personal fit weighs quite heavily in this framework. So you would probably come up with a different set of priorities. And I'm very interested about it, so please let me know. Wishing you an extremely joyful holiday season, and looking forward to regenerate much more soils and many more hectares in 2020 and in the next decade. Many thanks. And now a deeper dive into the four themes of the regen ag and food space. Enjoy! Technology-enabled landscape design. What is needed to take regenerative agriculture to the watershed/ecosystem level? To answer the question, what to plant, where, and why? Taking into account climate models for the next 20 years, indigenous knowledge, market circumstances, and much more, a series of interviews with the leading landscape doers which might make this shift finally possible. Look for the playlist on SoundCloud or in the description below. Why is this now possible? Deep learning, maybe finally make it possible for network effects in landscape restoration to be able to see those effects and to actually connect those, and to answer part of the question, what to plant, where, and why for maximum effect. I've done some recent interviews on these, which can be found below, with Braza, Landlife Company, WWF Landscape Finance Lab, and Zach Wise of Elemental Ecosystems. Making nutrients visible, another huge theme of 2019. How to make nutrient differences visible in regenerative food? Will new technologies show the link between healthy soils, healthy produce, healthy gut, and healthy people to consumers and investors, and thus revolutionize the food and agriculture industry? This is a series of interviews with new technology providers who are promising this over the next, let's say, 5 years. Again, this playlist can be found on SoundCloud or in your favorite podcast app. Why is this now happening? Technology finally make this instant and affordable, and show the relationship with healthy soils. Some recent interviews on these: Dan Kittredge of the Bionutrient Food Association and Greg Shoemaker of Teak Origin. And stay tuned for 2020 for more interviews on this. Payment systems for carbon water storage in healthy soils. Pay farmers for ecosystem services like biodiversity, water storage, and carbon storage. Paying enough for good nutrient-dense food isn't enough for the huge transition needed. Why is this happening now? Blockchain and similar tech, plus maybe markets, are finally getting ready to pay for water storage, biodiversity, and carbon storage. Obviously, we don't know when this is going to happen. Some recent interviews on this, Tony Lovell of SLM Partners and Paul Chatterton of WWF Landscape Finance Lab. And then transition finance. Transition finance, which is needed to finance this huge transition mentioned above. How funds, investment vehicles are stepping in to finance these transitions in companies and on farms. Looking at climate bonds, green bonds, new fund vehicles, blended finance, crowd lending, funding, etc., etc. Why is this happening now? More and more fund managers and investors, high net worth individuals, retail, foundations, are seeing the potential of soil. Recent interviews on this. An update with Geert van der Veer of Herenboeren, Sean Kidney of the Climate Bonds Initiative, and Brett Glover of Impact Ag Partners. You can find out more about the framework I used to decide these themes and the thinking behind it on investinginregenerativeagriculture.com. I repeat, investinginregenerativeagriculture.com. Other topics that I try to cover less on the podcast, not because I don't think they're important, but because they're at the moment less relevant to me. Please comment on this and try to argue why I should focus on them. Farmers First Tech and Software, using all this information that's starting to get present for farmers and give them practical daily advice at the farmer level. Return of nutrients to the soil, circular economy, new development in composting, biochar, insect fertilizer, biofertilizer, seaweed, etc., etc., all to speed up the regeneration of soil. The protein discussion, what is the role of animals in regenerative agriculture, if there is one? From alternative proteins, soy, oats, almonds, how they are grown, and how they could serve in the restoration of ecosystems, to insects, chickens, pigs that are generating proteins and fertilizer from food waste. 4. Short change and food webs to decommodify food giants, making sure that farmers get paid fairly for producing amazing food full of nutrients. Land ownership. Is land ownership a barrier to regenerative managed landscapes? If yes, what are ways to fix that?